The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, hello, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island for 2018 and, as we assume, also 2019. We don't know yet. We've simply been invited to the party. I believe it was addressed to Wicked Roadie.
Yep.
So unless, Mary, you started doing some kind of creation with donuts or something or...
in the name of Wicked Roadie.
Yeah, delectable treats. I'm thinking it's for podcasts, but nonetheless, that event will be coming up at the end of July.
Yeah.
Which is coming fast and furious, and even faster would be 4th of July. So welcome to official 4th of July season, because this year being on a Thursday, it's kind of like when Christmas falls on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes.
It just seems to turn into 2 weeks of nonstop activity, or at least 2 weekends of nonstop activity. Fireworks everywhere, just all sorts of crazy stuff. So let me ask you this, Mary, because you have two littles.
Yep.
In the past, on New Year's Eve, I know you have gone to the Netflix channel that plays a countdown every hour,
yes,
like TGI McScratchy's on the episode of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
What about for 4th of July this year? Are you, because you don't have to wait till midnight.
No, that's what the great thing.
Are you staying up late for the fireworks with the kids, or how does that work for you?
You know, we still haven't fully decided it yet, because our kids, since they are so little, we're very strict on bedtime. Like, bedtime's around like 7:30, okay, maybe even 8 in the summer. And the firework, I mean, it's not even dark by that point, right?
Right.
So I am performing on the 4th of July, and there's this huge part of me that wants to glance out into the audience and see my family, and then after I perform, go down and watch the fireworks. But I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think I have a couple of more years. We have watched fireworks, like the random ones that neighbors light off. That's my favorite for this age. Is like
the illegal ones.
Yeah, I think, aren't they legal now?
No,
in Rhode Island.
No.
Oh, really?
The only legal fireworks are like the tiny the ones that you could see. If you could see it a few streets away,
yeah,
those are illegal.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we see those.
Yeah, the only thing that's really legal are like the little sparklers or those little things. But even at that, it's...
Yeah.
You know, but regardless, we're not the police here. You know, so
we do, you know what? We do visit a friend who does like the ones that you can put in the street, the little ones that like wee, 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 when they light up and they do crazy things. Are those illegal too?
I'd have to check. There's all different classifications and different rulings and stuff. And pretty much the lame ones, the boring ones, the ones that aren't cool, those are the legal ones. So if it's cool, it's probably illegal. But isn't that like everything else in life?
Amen, man. Amen.
So obviously, little foster man, who will be turning two relatively soon.
Yeah.
He will not be staying up for fireworks. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I live in Warren, and obviously that's next to Bristol, and everybody goes 4th of July crazy around here. And so I'm just praying that the people in our neighborhood ease off with the fireworks. Okay, on the 4th, fine. On the 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and the rest of them. No, we don't need them. Stop. All done.
It's like they bought so many on the side of the highway that they just can't figure out. You know, they keep finding them in their house. Oh, let's do this one tonight. Let's do this one tonight. It's Monday. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, so annoying. But nonetheless, there are fireworks everywhere. So, folks, if you're listening, the beauty thing is we're talking about this a full week in advance of the 4th. Where are the fireworks displays that you like the most? Tell us on Facebook, or obviously you can share a photo with us as they happen on Instagram. But if you could share with us on Facebook so other people can see.
Yes.
For one thing, I know like the Paw Sox, they do the fireworks July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd each night after the game, which hopefully the game ends just around 9 o'clock, and you know it's that amazing fireworks spectacular at that point.
Awesome.
As far as Bristol, Bristol has their fireworks on July 3rd. And I think we may have talked about this in the past. Long time ago, everybody would flood into Bristol on July 4th morning. Absolute chaos for the parade.
Yes.
They'd leave, and then all of a sudden, they'd flood back in like the tide returning. And fireworks, and then they'd leave again. Absolute pandemonium. So it's on July 3rd. It coincides with their concert that happens on July 3rd, which is Changes in Latitude. And this is interesting because, you know, Bristol has all these different events, and we'll talk about them later, but this year they end with the Jimmy Buffett tribute band. Usually it's been a little earlier in.
Yeah.
They usually end with, like, something, I think,
the American band? Yeah, they're usually, like, something patriotic.
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
like
a regular, like, band that plays marches. And
exactly. Exactly. So that's, yeah.
This is the laid back year, the laid back 4th of July, you know?
Right, exactly. By the way, I did also, one last thing, I did place my order for my 4th of July t-shirt, Mary. having little Foster Man, apparently we order shirts on a regular basis for different things, and wife is awesome for getting shirts that say Daddy's Little Fireman, just different shirts.
Yep.
Thank you, Etsy. I found a shirt that was not on Etsy, but it is my 4th of July shirt this year, and I'm hoping it comes in time. It is a plain white t-shirt, and all it says is, sheesh, England, 1776.
I love it.
It's just giant letters, and it's like, you know, it's like a quote. Sheesh.
Yeah.
So I thought that was that was fantastic. Thanks to our friends over at Barstool for that. But
yes.
Nonetheless, if you are tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, maybe you are heading to a fireworks display. You're listening to us, in which case we say drive safely, hands on the wheel, mind of the moment.
Amen.
If you hear anything that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, which is wickedroadiepodcast.com. Mary, speaking of the American band, what is our wicked interesting pick of the week?
The American band, of course, we've mentioned it before. It's a 50-plus piece wind ensemble. We're going to be performing at the Providence Independence Day celebration. That, of course, takes place at India Point Park. If you are anywhere near the central area of the state, you can't miss it. I mean, if you get to see it from East Providence, you get to see it from Patuxent Village and Warwick and Cranston. I mean, this fireworks celebration is stunning. It is huge. It starts at 7 p.m. And my group, the American Band, are going to be the musical performances.
Wow.
And then after that, there's going to be a fireworks display. But what's great about this is that in addition to the music, you can bring a picnic dinner. There's going to be tons of family-friendly activities going on. And goodness gracious, I need to knock on some wood. But just in case, if it rains, they do have a rain date for the 5th of July. But
good.
Have you seen the weather? I like to think of you as a meteorologist. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like.
For 14 weeks, I delivered the weather on Cat Country 98.1, much to the chagrin of any qualified meteorologist out there. Let's see. I'm pulling up the weather report, although
we're
seven or 8 days out here. Just in looking, Thursday looking to be partly cloudy skies. A high of 80 degrees on 4th of July. There are showers in the forecast for the Friday, so hopefully those don't arrive early.
Plan on heading on over. If you want to see me and the American band, head on over to India Point Park on the 4th for a big time celebration. So that's what's wicked interesting. And now here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
Schoolyard Market Sundays, or as we would say in Rhode Island, Schoolyard Market Sundays, happening over at the Hope in Maine. So this is a weekly farmer's market hosted by the Rhode Island Premier Food Business Incubator, which is called Hope in Maine. It's a nonprofit helping locally based food and beverage businesses launch and scale and thrive. So this is unlike a traditional farmer's market. Mary, you took me to my first farmer's market that wasn't a real farmer's market. Well,
yeah.
I should say the consumer's farmer's market versus the business person's farmer's market, which I went to many times as a child with my grandpa.
I took you to the posh east side of Providence farmer's market.
Exactly, where you could grow mushrooms out of a stump of wood chips and shavings and stuff. But anywho, Schoolyard provides opportunities to engage with these new food startups, do taste testing and interactive demonstrations. Every Sunday, they offer opportunities for the community to come out, eat, learn, and grow. And this Hope in Maine thing, which has been going on for a number of years now, people were kind of leery on it, to be honest, at first, because it had never been done before. But now it's a model that's really thriving, so it's pretty cool. So it's right on Main Street in Warren, Hope in Maine, which is 691 Main Street. And behind, believe it or not, it's where my little sister went to school.
Wow.
I think first or second grade there. Yeah, it used to be a school. So this is now a school for adults who want to cook food and you know, businesses and whatnot. So come check it out. It's every Sunday at 9 a.m. From 9 to 1. So just keep that in mind. But it's something different to do if you needed to break out of the cookout festival that is, you know, the 4th of July. There's your option right there.
Love it. Love it. Well, speaking about the 4th of July, one of the things that we wanted to make sure you could accomplish on this week's episode of Wicked Roadie is that you could have somewhere to go on the 4th, no matter where you live in the state, to be able to celebrate. And if you live in the boonies, you know, the Gloucester, if you get the snow, if you're the snowy kind of people, then you already know about the Agents in Horribles parade. But if you do not know about this, and if you want to do something different on the 4th of July, head on over to Gloucester, because this parade takes place at 4 p.m. So, you know, if you wanted to have a lazy start, or maybe you're at a cookout like you were just talking about, Ben, the parade starts at 4 p.m. And this is a sacred and yet totally spoof local event where they have costumes, they make all sorts of kind of skits about local and national politics. It's just a crazy, wonky parade that started on Main Street in Chepachet in 1926, and it's just continued to go on. It's really wonky. As I said, very family friendly, also a lot of humor for adults, but it's just a great thing that they can do in their area of the state. It maybe if you don't want to necessarily go to the pomp and circumstance of Bristol, this is still patriotic, but in a very different way. This is like the complete opposite of Bristol. Am I right, Ben?
Yeah, it's certainly a different take on the 4th, and I like it because it does poke some political humor. It does poke some political fun, and that's always well and good. But yeah, it's just something different to check out.
Yes,
some people prefer that over Bristol, and to be candid, I don't know what I prefer. I prefer staying home.
You're not a parade person. There you go.
I never have been. Parades and talent shows,
really?
I'm all set.
Really? Yeah, no, I marched in parades, so that's why.
Yeah. That's the only way to do a parade is to march in it, because you're just marching through the end. Sorry, folks. That's the way it is.
Oh, my gosh. What a Debbie Downer.
I know. Hey, you know what's not a Debbie Downer, or what can be a Debbie Downer, I should say, is having your identity stolen. So
great, yes.
Avoid that by shredding your stuff on Saturday at Cardi's Furniture. Now, this was originally scheduled for
this is like a very
April.
Important American thing that people need to learn, so it's perfect, you know? We fought for
freedom,
our freedom.
Freedom from identity theft is why George Washington crossed the Delaware
completely.
For cake. Yeah, he said one day they will need to protect themselves from email and mail fraud. So
it's a line in Alexander in the Hamilton musical.
Absolutely. Head over to see Nick, Ron, and Pete over at Cardi's. They're having their great Shredded event hosted in part by NBC 10 WJAR Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. They're asking you to only bring one box, one copy paper box of stuff to shred, papers and documents, which if you keep up with it, it's not that big a deal. And you know, some people, you know, they think, oh, I got to shred the entire envelope. As you go through, some people don't realize this, if there's no personal information on a page, if it's just a basic information, you know, just a handout or a flyer that comes in your utility bill or something, that doesn't need to be shred because there's nothing on it. That's just a generic piece.
Yeah.
But stuff that has your account information, perhaps banking statements, whatever, any of your old documents, you can have them securely shredded by Shred It. They will be over there at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses on Route 2 in West Warwick, right off of I-95. Now, folks, just keep in mind, too, that if you are there, if you get there late, you may not make it in the line. So, again, from 8 to 10:30, get there early, line up, and they move you right through. It's drive-through. It goes quick.
That's amazing.
The NBC 10 personalities will be there as well. Shred It trucks. It's just it's a good event, and it's good to just to clean out the old clutter and get it destroyed properly.
I love it. Well, if you are in the southern part of the state, which, hey, this time of year, who doesn't want to be down by the beaches? On the 4th of July, Narragansett is going to be having their Family Beach Day and their 4th of July celebration. This is going to be a free concert with the Rhode Island Philharmonic, also the Brass Force Band. So music starts from 5 to 7 with the Brass Force Band, then goes on the Philharmonic, and then there's going to be a fireworks display at 9 p.m. They, too, also have a rain date for the 5th of July. And what I just love about this is, once again, as long as you are somewhere by the water, like anywhere, you can be in Newport, you can be on Block Island, you can be in Patuxent Village, you can be in East Providence, you can be in Warren, wherever you are, if you get to water on the 4th of July, you're going to be seeing fireworks, but probably multiple sets of fireworks if you're going around 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
And ladies and gentlemen, they are fireworks. They are not flares. So please do not call the U.S. Coast Guard.
Do people do that?
And report a sighting of a... Mary.
Are you kidding? On the 4th of July?
Mary.
Oh, my.
You have no idea.
Oh, dear.
Coming from the person who has to get out of his comfy, warm bed.
Yeah.
Or cool bed. We have air conditioning. And go into a boat and drive and say, yep, nothing here.
Nothing Thank to you. See. Just America celebrating some independence. Keep
As
on.
England once said in 1776, sheesh.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, you love it because you're not the one getting up. Anyway, Wicked Family Friendly. Mary, what do you got?
Oh, I love it. Okay, so say you have young kids like we do and you do, Ben, and you don't want to be staying up and seeing all these fireworks and you still want to do something different because it is the 4th of July and you might have it off from work. So in addition to the cookouts, you want to just do something a little hands-on. I mean, especially young kids, if they can be out and about touching things, especially if there are animals involved, they're going to be super duper happy. So you can get up close and personal with about 200 newly hatched chicks. The red
200?
Yeah, 200, man. So I'm telling you, like, if your kids like chicks or if you just want to go see little baby chicks, 200 newly hatched chicks are going to be hanging out in Narragansett for the July Rhode Island Red Chick Hatch. Now, this is a living history farm in Rhode Island's Red Heritage Flocks. These are like, you know, special Rhode Island chicks. We take our chicks very seriously, and this is their big chick hatch. So it's going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's only $3 per person. And let me tell you, I'm checking out some of these pictures. These kids are pumped to be holding these little chicks. I'm pumped when I get to hold a little chick. So if you need to get out and about from the house, maybe you want to be heading down towards the beaches, head on by for the 4th of July Rhode Island Red Chick Hatch because it's really cute.
Bring your own barbecue sauce, folks.
Oh.
All right. The what? What? I mean, come on. Circle of life here. Sunrise, sunset. Seriously. Such a weird movie. I've been watching it way too much. Although we went from Tarzan to Lion King, and now we are on Madagascar.
Oh,
so.
Madagascar is really good.
Yeah, I like the Christmas one. Just that one scene where the King Julian gets everybody. I like to. We like to. Anyway, Bristol is the central place for all things 4th of July amongst the entire galaxy. It's the 234th Bristol 4th of July celebration. Obviously, it culminates with the actual parade on July 4th, which steps off at 10:30. But before that, leading up to it, you know, starting, they've had these concerts going on, and they even have concerts happening all throughout the weekend. For example, on Friday, they have Eddie and the Exciters and Detroit Breakdown, which is rock band stuff, which is pretty cool. On Saturday, they have Ronstadt Avenue, which I have no idea who they are, but apparently they're very good. And also Cersei is opening up for them. On Sunday, world premiere band. So one concert. Good. That's it. But I should note that during the day on Sunday, the Toe Jam Puppet Band will be there as well. Monday, Emily Luther will be there. Of course, she is just amazing. And Songs in the Attic, which is a Billy Joel tribute band. On Tuesday, so Monday is Emily Luther and Songs in the Attic. Tuesday is Airplay and Sambita, which is they'll be performing at 6:30 and 7:45. On the 3rd, Changes in Latitude. We talked about this earlier. They will be leading into the fireworks. So bring your parrot heads, bring your various accoutrements. They'll have red, white, and blue Lays. Very patriotic. No alcohol ever at the park there, so just keep that in mind as well. And when you're down there, be sure to go visit my friend Heidi and David over at the concession booth there. They are got all the different things you can buy to be patriotic and support the Bristol 4th of July celebration. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Agreed. Here at Wicked Roadie are incredibly proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about amazing opportunities for you, your family, your friends, and different ways that you can volunteer in and around the state. And first up is SVDP Rhode Island. In Cranston, it's a helpline volunteer opportunity. So the Society of St. Vincent de Paul is looking for helpline volunteers to assist Rhode Islanders seeking basic human needs. Shifts can be about 4 hours, either in the morning shift, the afternoon shift, or you could do a full 8-hour day. So they're looking for people who are available during the weekdays, Monday through Friday.
Nice. The Save the Bay Swim is coming up, and that's actually a month away, July 27th. So they need volunteers to sign up now. Various responsibilities, including inspecting and helping to unload kayaks, with parking, helping get people to the finish line, checking the kayaks out, monitoring the finish line barriers and whatnot. Especially if you have a boating skill or swimming skills, your services will certainly be needed. Check that out. It's happening again on July 27th. They need volunteers in both Newport and Jamestown. So, and obviously the times are varying through there. Just reach out to the Save the Bay for information if you want to work and help with that. They need the volunteers. If you'd like to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, you can visit the United Way Rhode Island website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. Well, that's it, folks. Everything we said can be talked about. Everything we talked about can be found on our website at wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Where's your coffee?
I've only had three. Sorry.
Of course, we love to be social. And let me tell you, if you've got a nice photo that can capture fireworks, and if you're going to these various activities, please make sure that you're tagging us with the hashtag Wicked Roadie or the @ Wicked Roadie. I mean, there is nothing more Wicked Roadie than this whole entire 4th of July celebrations going on. We are the state with the longest running parade. We take our patriotic responsibilities very, very seriously, or not seriously, depending upon where you are in the state on the 4th. So make sure to let people know about the podcast by using that hashtag Wicked Roadie. And let me tell you guys, utilize stories. Like, if you screenshot your phone while you are listening to this podcast and you share it in your story, it's going to help other people learn about the podcast. We have seen really, really great growth in the download numbers. So I thank you so much for letting your friends know about the show, because word of mouth is the best way to let other people know about podcasts.
And if you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. And we'd love to work with you and help you grow your business.
Amen. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next week. And until then, happy 4th.
Stay safe, people.
That's right.
Don't do stupid things. Be smart.
Yes.